Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Lee, everyone needs to be paying attention to what Tulsi Gabbard just found.
Okay.
What Tulsi Gabbard just did and what it means. Because I think Americans are kind of in some ways naive about these cartels. We sort of think of it as this sort of libertarian thing. You know, there's a demand for drugs here in America, so they meet them. You know, who's to blame? Somebody's got to do it, or, you know, somebody will do it if they don't. They're just, you know, running some drugs in the country. But, you know, whatever. It's nothing new.
It's a Miami Vice episode.
Exactly. It's a Miami Vice episode. Well, I'm here to tell you it's not. Tulsi Gabbard oversees something called the ODNI, Office of the Director of National Intelligence. She is the top spy in America. A lot of people think that's the CIA. It's not. The ODNI's office is a fusion office. Mm-hmm. It sits on top of all our intel agencies.
She gets everything.
Yeah. Oh, boy, would I have fun in there all day long. Boy, I go nuts. I would love to see what she could see. But everything from FBI, GSA, NSA, CIA, all of it, all these agencies you've never even heard of, all that intel flows through there. And we don't really do anything with it as far as fighting the cartels. Why? Because the Democrats loved the cartels, and the cartels were bringing them their voters, and the Uniparty was fine with that too. So she, after Trump designated the cartels as terror org, she created a fusion cell because of intel she was seeing about what the cartels are up to and how they might be making money. It turns out we have had intel the whole time on a baby harvesting ring.
Oh, gosh.
A baby harvesting ring. What is that? We just picked up Martha Alicia Mendez Aguilar, known as La Diabla, the devil. That's the feminized version of it in Spanish, La Diabla. The cartel that she was working for, the Jalisco New Generation Cartel in Mexico, was luring women who were pregnant to clinics with the offer, the incentive of low-cost healthcare. They're pregnant, they're desperate, they can't afford it, they're poor. You go in there for one of those C-sections they give you, you don't come out. And what they do is they do the C-section, take the baby, harvest the mother's organs, and sell them on the black market. A lot of these end up in, oh, wait, there's that word again. China. Golly. Anyway, what happens to the baby? Oh, they sell that too. About $15,000. Well, where do they sell the baby? Sold some of them here. Been sold on this side of the border. Okay, I'm here to tell you, this is not a nice suburban middle-class couple that's buying these babies. That's not happening. You'd be afraid you'd end up in prison on the wrong side of a kidnapping scheme. You go buy a baby from a cartel? As much as people are desperate for baby, they're not doing that. No, they're selling these kids because these are off-the-books babies. They never existed. You got a baby that never exists and you're a sicko? Hey, $15, $15,000 to get in, that's kind of low. Most people get that off a credit card. What the hell was going on here? But think about this. We had the intel the whole time and we did nothing. Until now. We've always been able to do this. Now, here's something I want you to understand about this cartel. It's called CJNG, Jalisco New Generation Cartel. And she was the one running it for them, okay? But they had a whole operation. They had clinics. I mean, this is a sophisticated operation. CJ, this is from Tulsi Gabbard's press release on this. CJNG uses violent tactics and terrorizes localized communities and gains control over territory that enables them to engage in profitable illicit activity. That's why when these women disappear, well, nothing happened. Folks, do you realize how close we are to that happening here? In not the whole country. Not going to happen here. We're not going to put up with that in Greenville. It's not happening. But in Chicago, where these cartels now feel comfortable putting bounties on the heads of people who appear on Fox News, Greg Bovino, you think it won't happen here? You're thinking, you need to think again. This is what's coming into our country. Literally Satan. Literally stone cold evil. This is not a little, you know, Miami Vice, as you were saying, Lee. Somebody just running some drugs. Hey, look, there's a demand. No, this is beyond, 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 beyond. This is why our military is down in the Caribbean. This is why our military is hanging out off the coast of Mexico, getting ready for war. This is how bad this has gotten. And the Democrats allowed every bit of it. We had this intel and we did nothing. And we knew they're being sold on this side. These are the kind of people, look, they're already taking territory in Mexico. They're going to take it in Chicago, 110,000 gangsters. The cartels show over, you know, interwoven with them on the streets of Chicago. You can't separate out who's illegal immigrant, who's cartel, who's putting a hit on Greg Bovino, and who in America works for that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is war. This is not just some drugs. This is not, I mean, the Democrats and even some Republicans are on television going, you know, why is Trump bombing these boats? My question would be, why haven't we been doing it before?
Yeah.
The size and the scope of this are unimaginable. You got to understand, Trump's seeing this intel. He's not walking around talking about it every day. He can, he won't, but I mean, he could, but he's not. Okay, just to give you an idea, let's back this up for a moment, okay? The connections, the interwoven connections here. When we find out from Bloomberg, again, I can't use this stat enough, $300 billion was laundered through American banks by China for these cartels in 4 years under Biden. The banks filed 137,000 money laundering reports with the Treasury, as they're required by law to do when they see this. Not one was ever followed up on by the Biden administration, not a single damn one. They were letting the Chinese do this. This is hemisphere-wide control and power. And you know, the funny thing, American media can't figure this out. They can't understand it. If you want to understand it, go read the Telegraph. They got a great article on this. And they're talking about Donald Trump realizes that in our hemisphere, we are losing country after country after country controlled to China. Who do you think is behind Venezuela?
Yeah.
It's China. Mm-hmm. They use them to run the fentanyl and now the xylazine in this country. You're going to hear the word xylazine a lot. Because we'd figured out how to, again, use the Narcan to save ourselves. Every high school principal's office has got it. Now they can't kill like they could. So now they're sending xylazine. You use the Narcan on that, it does nothing. Oh, that's going to be another 300,000 dead. Or we could blow up some boats and start showing them, look, we got the border secure. You want to bring a boat in here, you're going to die. This is war. And I bet Trump's the only one who gets it. I don't even think half the Republicans get it, Lee.
I agree. There's a whole nother aspect of this that is coming out too.
Mm-hmm.
There's intelligence out there that Hamas, Hezbollah, and other Middle Eastern terror organizations are also working and helping to train cartels.
Oh, yeah. No, they're in Venezuela.
Yeah.
Venezuela has become a Hezbollah hotspot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and then I'm not going to get to all this today. Black Lives Matter, before we even knew their name, went to Venezuela and got $20 million from Chavez. From Chavez. They were behind that. Why? They wanted them on our streets fomenting insurrection. And what did they get? Look at 2020, the summer of love. These are all connected. And behind that is China. It's a destabilization operation in this hemisphere. Right. These are acts of war.
Yeah.
And so how do you fix that long term, right? Because the second Democrats come back in, they're just going to reopen the border. Same people are going to come back over. You have to do regime change. Mm-hmm. You need every country to look like Argentina, where they're in lockstep with us in this hemisphere for freedom, for basic democratic ideals and rights that the Democrat Party, the Chinese, and Maduro do not support. And go ahead.
I'm just going to say, and why shouldn't we be doing this in our hemisphere?
I don't know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Europe should take care of Europe. The Middle East should take care of the Middle East. China should take care of their area. Japan theirs, but we should be dealing with the stuff in our area. I mean, because we've been dealing with this coming out of Central and South America for decades.
And folks, we're in the they're going to take and control territory phase of this operation. And Chicago, Portland, LA is where they are.
Closing the border was just the start.
Just the start? Oh, yeah, that's not enough. Not anymore. Not how big the Democrats let this get.
Yeah.
Again, none of this would have gotten this big without the assist from China. They are interwoven. This is China, Belt and Road, taking control of our hemisphere. And Trump's saying, no, we're not doing that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.